So in
stimulated emission, what happens is that there is an electron up in an excited state, and along comes a photon. The photon, the presence of the photon stimulates this electron to go to the lower state, and the second photon joins the first one in the same quantum state, which means they have the same wavelength, they travel in the same direction, they have the same phase. Everything about these photons is identical. So this is stimulated emission, and it of course only works because the photons are bosons. Here I've got I've drawn two photons in the same state, but the idea with a laser is to get many photons all in the same state, all traveling in the same direction with the same phase. And this works because the rate for stimulated emission is the rate for spontaneous emission times the number of photons in that state. So if you have a number of electrons that are still in the higher energy state, and along comes some light with in a certain quantum state, the electrons will join that quantum state and drop down to the lower energy level at a higher rate than they will drop to the lower energy level. They drop to a lower energy level than they will by spontaneous emission. And if the photon field is strong, so there are many electrons here, many photons in this state, then the stimulated emission will dominate. And every time an electron gets put up into the conduction band, right away it emits energy by stimulated emission. And there's very little spontaneous emission left over.